Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of
la da 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 da. That's our story time theme song, and today's story time is entitled Creative Inventors Running Amok. Recently, I read about some folks who were doing something called creative or artistic intervention. These are people who are trying to infuse their lives and the lives of others with creative expression. As far as I can tell, this movement involves taking everyday situations and everyday elements of the physical environment and making art or some other sort of creative or idiosyncratic moment out of them. So it's taking everyday situations, it's taking everyday elements in the physical environment, and it's making art or it's making a statement. Here's an example. A student studying at Eastern Michigan University decided that it would be fun to fill a pothole in Trenton, Michigan with a whole box of Lucky Charms cereal and a gallon of milk. He then lay down on the road with a spoon and ate the cereal out of a pothole. I don't know what he was trying to say. Maybe he was protesting potholes or traditional breakfasts. Maybe he just wanted to do something nobody else had ever done. But that was his creative intervention. There is also apparently a whole school of art which involves people doing crazy stuff in the name of creative invention. I suppose the artists would say that they are trying to make people look at and appreciate the world in new and different ways, but much of it simply feels like a demented behavior to me. For instance, there was an American artist, Millie Brown, who vomited different colored milks onto a canvas while two opera singers provided the soundtrack. That canvas that was vomited on sold for $2,400. I do not know what Millie was trying to say, but she made some good money off of it. Here's another one. In a ritual exploring trans-species relationships, French performance artist Marianne Lavelle-Jontet received a giant injection of horse plasma. So this person got a big injection of horse plasma, and then she paraded around with her donor horse before a group of observers in a communication ritual while wearing a set of stilts with horse hooves on the bottom. In April of 1974, American artist Chris Burden allowed both of his hands to be nailed to the roof of a Volkswagen Bug as he lay face up, arms outstretched to his sides. Shortly after his crucifixion, an assistant pushed the car out of its garage, and the engine was allowed to run for 2 full minutes, proving, I suppose, something about Jesus and German technology. I'm really not sure what that one was about. Sculptor David Cerny is noted for creating public works that are strange and lurid. But in 2003, he topped even himself with the very special debut of a large-scale installation called Brown Nosing. It featured the sculpture of a gigantic human bottom bent forward. If you climbed up a ladder and stuck your head up the ass of this big bottom, you could see a video of two of David's friends feeding each other, accompanied by the Queen song, We Are the Champions. I'm guessing that the message there was that it is good to get your head out of your ass. I'm frankly mystified by what it is about for certain. So anyway, there are a bunch of people doing this kind of stuff. You may also have heard of the early 1900s school of art called Dadaism, which involved people doing irrational things in an effort to both offend others' genteel sensibilities, challenge their genteel sensibilities, but also as a symbolic rejection of war and inhumane behavior. The Dadaists turned urinals into art. They smashed urinals with hammers and urinated in a replica of Marcel Duchamp's famous 1917 Dada urinal when it was on display in an art gallery. The movement was more than urine, of course. In fact, there is no popular movement that is purely urine-based, except for the peristaltic movement, which ensures the propulsion of urine towards the bladder. But I digress. The Dadaists created theater and literature and performance arts, anything to piss off or to piss on the establishment and to stop war. They wanted to stop war as well by doing these things. And did you know that even Port Townsend has seen some creative intervention over the years? Folks have put brassiers on the statue of Galatea at the foot of Washington Street, and they have created signs that directed unsuspecting tourists to the famous Port Townsend Spoon of Doom and to Port Townsend's famous but phony butter churning exhibitions. So anyway, based on my research on this topic and my own desire to live creatively, I began to wonder what I could do that would exemplify my identity through an idiosyncratic statement employing those everyday objects from the physical environment. I decided to do something involving fruit. Each year, certain of our fruit trees do not produce fruit. So one night after dark, I snuck out and tied some bananas and some pineapples and some maraschino cherries to them using nearly invisible fishing line. The next day, I say to my wife, "You will never guess what happened overnight." And I lead her out into the orchard. At first, she said nothing. Then she turns to me and said, "Is this another one of your ridiculous so-called creative interventions?" She did not laugh. She did not look shocked. One day I will fool her. One day I will entertain her. So I leave you today with this message, my friends. Live your life creatively, and someday when you die, you can say, "I may not have smashed a urinal or stuck my head up a statue's big bottom, but I have truly lived. I may not have smashed a urinal or stuck my head up the statue of a big bottom, but I have truly lived." Thank you for listening to Storytime on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.